Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Resolution 436, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Antebody County Rail Carding, Department of Public Works, moved by, second. This has been revised. Anyone, Mark, you want to just comment on the revised minute?
Sure. So we wanted to just make sure that we spelt out that recycling was included at all locations under the same fee as the garbage fee. So they created an extra column and just added that to every location.
Any questions?
No, thank you. I feel like the county is better protected through that. Thank you.
And I agree with that.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
442, approve the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Antebody County, Cubic, Department of Tourism.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. This was, we held it over. Tracy, get all your concerns addressed?
Well, actually, Lynn was taking the lead on this, but because the agenda went out saying it was 5:30, she is late. So maybe can we hold it to the end of the
meeting?
We'll
hold this one, see, hopefully
and if she makes
she'll
it
be here.
Before the end of the meeting.
All right.
I know she thinks 5:30. She told me 5:30.
No, I know. Because the email said 5:30. I mean, the agenda says 5:30 in the email that I'm looking at.
Yes.
All right. Let's put a motion to hold it till later in the meeting.
We could just not act, right?
Yeah.
Now.
We just move on.
Move on.
All right. Resolution 511, purchase of equipment. Area Transit for the county, an estimated $427,974, authorizing the issue of $427,974 bonds. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
513, authorizing the purchase of buses for Ulster County, the maximum cost of $763,459, authorizing the issue of $763,459 bonds to pay for thereof. Moved. Second?
Second.
Questions, discussions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
518, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, Antebody County, Barone Construction Group, I'm sorry, Department of Public Works. Moved.
Second.
Questions? None, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 523, project, capital project 483, fire training center, increased funding for construction management, Department of Public Works and Grounds. Moved.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Dennis, you want to comment on that?
If you have any questions, I will. If not,
it
equals the contract amount plus 10% for contingency.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Can I see it?
Anybody against? No one? 524, resolution authorizing the issue of additional $176,000 for bonds of Ulster County to pay for the part of preliminary engineering design for the fire training center.
Moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Questions? Dennis, want to say anything?
Nope.
You sure?
Positive.
Man, you must be sick.
They're called M&Ms.
This happens every time he's wearing a red vest.
Ah, okay. Laura?
Do you want the hat? Can I just backpedal just a little bit to the fire
hold
the
on
fire center?
Hold on.
You just want to keep moving forward?
Well, no,
we
can do that, but let's
the second.
This is the second part of that.
It's the bond resolution for it.
Okay. Yeah, so it's sorry, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Some of the feedback, you know, some of the fire, a lot of the firefighters would have loved to have seen two locations because essentially you're just tearing down an existing one and building something different. Could you have retrofit the old one in that case and then just not built? No.
Yeah. No, the old one is really in bad shape. We're going to sort of nurse it through the existing period until we get the new one built.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to decommission it.
Okay.
It has spalling concrete on it, et cetera, et cetera.
And there is the Walker Valley piece, which is, you know, we're contracting for the burn panels down in Walker Valley. So there is another burn facility that the fire companies will be able to use.
Okay.
And then at some point, there's still in Marbletown will be some training center. So.
But not a fire.
Not
a live fire.
No burning.
No
live
burning.
Burning. Right, so, I mean, this is along the same lines as, you know, saying that they wish that there was two. There's really three different options that they can go to: two to burn, three to train.
Is the one at the college, when you say to train, what type of training other than the burns is happening there?
There's a roof prop, there's a self-contained breathing apparatus maze that's proposed, and there's also a hose building, which would be similar to a burn building, but it wouldn't have the burn rooms in it. And it's it would be a metal building versus a concrete building.
What's a hose building? You mean you'd actually be...
It's literally a confidence...
Expelling water, but...
No, no, it's literally, they practice dragging hoses through it, and they also do search and rescue in it, those kinds of things. They do rappelling down it. All of those type of things, but it doesn't have a burn facility.
It'll be a full hose, but they're not going to be discharging
nothing.
Water.
Okay.
So we need to get word out.
A lot of these places, they'll have obstacles that the hose can get caught on and things like that, so they can learn how to get around them.
Yeah, real time. That's smart.
A lot of the training that'll happen is being done now, but it's just being done at the individual firehouses.
Yeah, what they used to call scene support, now it's like basic exterior firefighting operations or something like that. BEFO or whatever it is.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 528, approving the advancement of capital project for Ulster County Community College. Ulster County Community College, moved. Second.
Second.
Discussion?
Yep. This is the 2019 portion of the 2019 to 2024 capital plan. So ideally, at the last meeting when you passed the 2019 to 2024 capital plan, this would have been there. It fell through the cracks. So this is just SUNY Ulster's capital funding.
A little more detail. So this is the second year in a row you've seen this resolution. In order for the projects to be funded in the state budget, they need this type of a declaration from the county that we're willing to fund our share of these specific projects, and that then creates a mechanism for the SUNY Construction Fund to build that into the state budget proposal. Okay. So this is basically declaring these are the projects that we intend on funding.
And as far as your 24 budget, I mean, you're pretty much on target with it. I mean, I did see that the roof came in, so that was, you know, percentage-wise a little bit higher, but...
As far as which?
Some of the expenses are just a little bit off. I mean, there's a big roofing job. I don't know if that was because of how the bids came in or suddenly realized
there's major
roof
projects going on at the college right now. They're just, it's a mix, depending on what they're... It's a multi-year effort.
Okay, so if it's amortized over the years,
which one
it'll...
Are we on?
Okay.
We're on the last over we held.
All right, so... Just so everyone's well aware, this is going to be from the 2019 to 2024 capital projects.
Yeah. Okay, this resolution is a new requirement that was new last year in order for the key up the state budget process for funding of the capital projects.
But it's only advancing the 2019.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye. Lynn, we held the resolution 442 because you had some concerns.
I am and so thankful. Thank you. I
know.
It.
We're very considerate.
You are, and I do appreciate it.
Right. So we made a motion to discuss it and second it. So open for discussion. Lynn?
Thanks.
I'm sorry. We're ready? I want to get my notes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. A couple of questions that I have on the cubic is, was there any statistics or any backup or anything of substance that was given that talked about their two-year experience with us and what value add there was in that two-year experience?
Well, I mean, what you have there is we did an RFP.
Right.
There were four responses.
Yep, I read it all.
I shared with you.
I'm now speaking about who was chosen.
Yeah. So this is a firm that we currently work with. We've developed a relationship. We think that the relationship's going well, and they were the lowest responsible bidder. So we decided to move forward with extending the contract for another term.
Okay. So my point, though, is that we have been working with them. Great. But nowhere in here did it speak to what's going on with that relationship. They're now talking about coming here more often. What percentage of the budget is T&E? You know, they talk a little bit about measuring, but it really it really had more to do about what they were doing elsewhere. So I'm wondering if I'm missing something in this presentation, because there's no specificity as to what they're doing, how they're going to do it, what the past experience with them has been. So I'm just questioning that.
Yeah, so the tourism director, when he came to meet with you during the budget process, reported that he had had a good relationship, that he felt that the relationship was going well, and that the performance was adequate, and that he was going to bring the resolution to extend the contract following an RFP.
So, well, I totally appreciate it, but at that point in time, I also said, so can you just give us some insight into the success? I've heard a lot of noise about how they didn't deliver some of the things for the Ellenville project. That's been the last two-year experience. So yeah. I'm just trying to understand why we're extending it, and at a significant increase in expense.
Sure. So the additional increase is because we're doing more advertising. That's the major component of that.
Okay.
With regard to the piece in Ellenville, that is a different contract. So the Economic Development Alliance chose a vendor to do a small project for Ellenville. Again, I was not involved in selecting.
But it's the same people, right?
Again. Again, I don't want to. I'm not going to mix the two. You know what I'm saying? So they're totally different projects. This is a large firm that does specialized work for counties like this. Like, it's an idea firm. Again, we had experience with them. We did an RFP. They responded to the RFP. The committee felt it was the best choice, and they're the lowest bidder. And so that's why the tourism director is recommending selecting them.
Hector and Joe.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I mean, I kind of want to follow up on what Legislator Archer just said there. I mean, overall, yes, I want to be supportive, and I think that the tourism director did come to talk with us with regards to it. I know that there are other pieces that we are unaware of. That also said, they didn't do a bad job on the Ellenville contract, but they didn't do a great job either, and so therefore, there sort of just seemed to be sort of the sense of, well, they took on this work and it almost became a bit more of an afterthought because their main contract is this contract, and I get that. But, you know, it's just one of these things where I think going forward, I think it's something that we just need to continue to keep our eye on. That's all.
Gerald?
Yeah, I don't know as much as I wish I did, but when you talk about not doing a great job and not real happy with it, I mean, to me it sounds like we wasted some money and didn't get a lot out of tourism spending, which is something I'm kind of skeptical of anyways. But when you say we're doing more advertising, give me some examples of more, like what is an advertisement, where is it going to be, what is it going to read like, and why we're doing more? Is it more of what they had already done? Well, give me some examples of advertising.
So let me take a step back. First of all, we think they've done a great job. I got four questions at once. I got to go through them all. So the tourism director believes they've done a really good job for the Department of Tourism. And through the RFP process, the committee, which included members of the tourism industry evaluating the proposal, felt this was the best proposal, and it happens to be the lowest responsible bidder. So that's why they were chosen. With regard to advertising buys, we do a host of different things. We tend to target the vast majority of our spending on the metropolitan New York City area. We target very specific shows that are within them, either in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, where we know that we're drawing visitors. A lot of the research that goes into it, they target very specific decision makers. They target a particular age group of families that come here. Again, it's well researched, and that's where they target their business. The advertising could be print media, it could be radio. We do a lot of social media. We don't do really television per se, but they do mostly videos like social media. But one of the expansions in this is they're going to do a lot more shorter video content. Is one of the things that we've identified we want to have more of, as we adjust the contract going into the new contract.
An example of print, wouldn't that be what's in the elevators? That would go
like
what you see when you come up.
We had a discussion a couple of weeks ago on did we ever figure out whether we're actually putting in actual county businesses into any of these advertisements?
Sure. Yeah, so certainly the tourism magazine that we have right now has Mohawk Mountain House on the front cover. We have Horses in the Sun featured. We have, in Saugerties, we have the waterfall outside of the big hotel. I mean, you tend to focus on your best assets when you're marketing your county. When for example,
Garlic Festival
is also marketed by the tourism agency. They do some. The question was, why was this one? Why was that one? They do some regional radio, mostly through Radio Woodstock, some other outlets, I believe, where they're targeting very specific periods of time and
all right,
regions.
So I asked about specific businesses.
Yeah.
And a lot of us had some issues. A lot of us had some issues with that. And yeah. I mean, these are multi-million-dollar companies, and we're featuring them with our tax dollars. It doesn't sit well with me, and I'm sure a lot of other businesses. And every business you're going to name that we feature, I could name other businesses that are exactly like them. So we're helping to compete against other county businesses. We didn't know when we had brought it up before. You guys couldn't tell us, and then we asked about it. Now I have to ask you again for you to come and tell us about that. But how do you decide? And then on top of it, some of those businesses that are being featured with our tax dollar spending are big donors to people that are making these decisions. That doesn't bother you? I mean, we all think that's okay? I mean, does everyone in this room at this table think that's okay?
I think that the tourism director promotes major...
Joe, if you have questions, ask me and I'll direct the
through the chair. Do other legislators on this sitting committee feel okay and that we shouldn't explore what we're doing here? We're picking winners and losers. We're picking certain businesses over other businesses in the county.
I would have to disagree with you there, Joe. I think the reasons why we pick some of the businesses is because they're already known nationally. They're known in the region, such as Mohawk.
So why do they need our help, Rich?
Not our help. They're attracting people to Ulster County. That's what they're doing. And while they're here, they're going
to
go different other places.
Maybe we can go to the other people on the committee and see how you guys feel about this. This is a healthy conversation that I think needs to be had on this county.
Well, that's where the businesses that are on there are probably already been known by the surrounding areas, surrounding cities, New York City especially, like Mohawk. Let's use Mohawk for example. I mean, that's been in existence for a year.
Why are we spending money to promote them?
Because they come here and they use other avenues when they get here.
I own a business, and I don't want it. Tracy, you own businesses. We don't want money. We don't want government money. If we want to advertise, we'll advertise. And it doesn't sit well with me as a business owner that certain businesses are being chosen. You know what else? There's a lot of tourism around this area. We're an hour and a half from New York City. The idea that this is some hidden island that we have to go out and get people's attention. Come check this place out. We're Ulster County. We're in a beautiful position in regards to where we are to the city.
Well, why'd they come to Ulster County if we're going up to Saratoga or going some other place? How do you distinguish yourself differently from those other places?
I have a lot of customers that I see yearly. I've never heard that it was because of some brochure that they came up here.
Well, you don't tell me from where you
let the business that's in that brochure pay for that brochure.
You don't think Hits brings a lot of people into the Saugerties area?
Yes, and I think they're bringing them in because Ulster County is advertising for them, and I don't think they should be advertising
for
them.
I don't know. Is Hits advertised in this?
Absolutely.
They are.
Because
Hits brings
people to Ulster County, we're going to pat ourselves on the back and say it's because our money that is, putting them on some brochure.
No, because we'll piggyback off that.
We should not be choosing businesses and featuring them. It shouldn't happen.
Just a disagreement with how we approach tourism. I mean, I think it's appropriate when you're advertising parts of this county on a regional basis, you highlight some of the more successful and large attractions because it begets more business. I mean, it's standard practice in the industry, and I'm real comfortable that we advertise, events that are happening
practice.
In Phoenicia, or
that
again,
is not true.
Horses in the Sun, the Diamond Mills and their waterfall is an iconic view. People see that and like, damn, that's really cool. I want to go see that. Why do we put the Rosendale Trestle on the cover? We got more response from that. Again, people, you put Mohawk Mountain House and the Glacial Lake and that image in the front of the tourism magazine because people notice it and they, I got to pick that up.
Let
and see
them
where that
do
is.
It.
Craig.
I can kind of make my point. Just play devil's advocate here a little bit is that you're not advertising Mohawk or Diamond Mills. Quite frankly, they don't need that type of advertising. They do quite well on their own. It's more of a landmark issue. Like somebody, they can relate to Mohawk. Oh, Mohawk is in Ulster County. You know, potentially draw them to other places, other landmarks, other businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, but to use that as a landmark, I think strike something in somebody's memory that I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps go and visit and see other parts of Ulster County.
I don't know the rail explorers.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on.
Diamond Mill, same way. And I would think that that's probably the idea behind it. But then again, I can see that to give free, or taxpayer, funded publicity, I can see the issue there as well. But for this particularly, I think it's more of a landmark issue than it is, promoting those big multi-million businesses.
Kathy at Inland.
Yeah, we have done the experiment of cutting tourism funding down to almost nothing and seeing that tourism then went down to very low levels. And as we've increased tourism funding, we have increased tourism. We've increased tourism income more than we have spent on the increase in tourism. And each of the different sectors of tourism in Ulster County gets attention in our promotions. And those things are identified by some of the iconic landmarks and activities. So we have over decades had the Catskill Mountain Railroad in our tourism materials because it was our only railroad attraction. Now we have a new railroad attraction. If we want people to know we have railroad attractions in Ulster County, we put them into our promotional materials. And I think we have to be very careful that we do that by sector and we try to make sure that it is an introduction to a sector. So if we're promoting craft breweries with a focus on several of them, it should bring business to all of them. Otherwise, we do run into the problems that are alluded to here. But I think we have to really dig into this to see how tourism advertising works. And the industry people do talk about getting very, very specific. In fact, it's our articles about very specific locations that tends to bring much more numbers of people here than generic types of advertising.
Lynn?
I think all of the discussion around this is an important one and one to be had in economic development, mm-hmm. and I think it's something we should explore. What I'm taking issue with, though, and I'm going on record because I really think this is important, there is no substance in this deck. There is a lot of generalizations of things that are going to do and how they're going to measure. But if this is someone who's been working with us for 2 years, I'm hard-pressed to understand how they could be pitching another contract with us without any content in here saying, here's what we've done previously, here's the success we've seen, and this is why we want to continue working with you and how we'll build on that. It alludes to some generalizations here, but there is nothing in this deck that compels me to say, boy, these guys have done a bang-up job, and this is who I want to work with. It's the substance we've asked for when we met with Rick over the budget amendments. We asked for, we get this deck, we get this data, we get a lot of information on the RFP, but if I look at the deck, which I spent time reviewing, it is sad. It doesn't have a lot of content. It's a gross generalization, and there's nothing that compels me to want to spend $300,000 with them. And that, to me, is what is missing. And I think it's really important we have this conversation, and it never seems to change. So again, in economic development, we have to have really some very deep discussions with the, what we're trying to do and how you're measuring success. We're given links to websites. Oh, go figure it out. I don't understand how we can be looking at spending taxpayer money and not have a good handle analytically around what return we're getting for this investment. We have gross numbers, but this is a general presentation with no depth. So that's just my opinion.
Barbie?
This was done by RFP,
yes, sir.
RFP process?
Yes, sir.
And they were found to be the lowest responsible bidder?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So the only way we could not issue or award this contract is we would have to find them as a non-responsive.
No, this is
RFP.
This is an RFP.
What's an RFP?
It's an RFP.
They may have been the low proposer, but
It's not the only consideration.
Yeah.
It's one portion of the...
I mean, I would not want to open the county up to litigation if we have to call them a non-responsive or a non-reliable bidder, since they are the lowest bidder on an RFP.
But you don't have to do that.
Well, no. What are we here for?
You don't have to do that. Consideration.
Anyone else?
Are they? They are the ones that are currently doing the website.
Yes. I think
it's important. Okay.
But I think
it does need some work. I just copied and broken links on there.
Yeah.
The tourism website. They don't do the county's. Are you talking about the county's website?
Tourism website.
Okay. Ulster County Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree though. And this is going to have to go through the Economic Development Committee. But I think you need to put forward a plan as a committee and give some direction for the next RFP that goes out, because this is just an extension.
No,
it's kind of late in the game to, you know, bring up the questions now, but I think definitely for the future. I mean, looking at the Ulster Alive site, anybody can sign in and get their name added to the list, but I think it's more of a question of who is going to be promoted, if it's across the board or if you're going to be highlighting specific entities. Are they somebody only going to be highlighting businesses that are getting any sort of funding or tax abatements from the county, or is it going to be across the board like a lottery? So I think those are questions that will have to be addressed, but that needs to go forward in that committee.
Ken?
I mean, you know, when you look at the businesses that are being highlighted, though, I go back to the landmark issues that have been raised. I mean, I know people who live an hour from here or an hour and a half from here who specifically go to Mohonk Mountain House on their first dates to impress their date. And then while they're there, they'll text me, where should I go? You know, where should I go for lunch? Where should I go for dinner? So it's not just drawing people to these places. You know, if you're going to go and stay at the Diamond Mill. Let's just say you did stay at the Diamond Mills because you saw it in the tourism brochure, and I don't think that's what's happening. But you know, if you're going to stay at the Diamond Mills, or if you're going to go to, you know, Mohonk Mountain House, or you're going to go to one of these places, you're going to spend money in a lot of different ways, which brings tax dollars into the county through sales tax and gas tax and occupancy tax, and you know, it brings added value into the businesses that are here that are being supported by people who are coming to Hits or coming to Mohonk or coming to Diamond Mills. You know, so again, you want to have something that people are going to notice on the front cover or in some of these pictures. You know, I was looking at the dining guide that the tourism department put out, you know, and you see these beautiful gourmet meals put out, and you look and it's at, you know, Mohonk, and it's at, you know, all the really iconic places with a 5-star chef. You're not going to put a picture of Joe's Crab Shack on the front of the dining guide, because it's not going to be a draw, because what you're looking for is a draw. You're not looking for every single business. If you do it like a lottery or some way like that, you're not going to get that same draw.
That's a good point.
Hector?
Yeah, and while that's all well and good, I'm not going to go and dispute that there are landmarks. I'm also not going to dispute that, by the way, depending on the restaurant, there are plenty of great, famous hole-in-the-wall restaurants. But beyond that, the big issue for me is ensuring, number one, that from a process standpoint, that we're ensuring that we're getting what we are, you know, what we're paying for. On top of that, I think that there is also a fear of a perception of, you know, whether or not there is or isn't sort of this preferential treatment for certain businesses over another. And I think at the end of the day, we want to ensure that these guys are also playing on the up and up. Now, I'm going to say this again. I'm not saying that they did a bad job on Find Ellenville. And I want to make sure, because we actually are on the record here, I'm not here to go and sandbag them. I think as a committee, we sort of felt that they did maybe B-level work or something along those lines.
I think we found a firm that did A-level work.
No, what I'm saying. So. But it's a whole thing where... No. So while I'm willing to support moving this along, we just need to keep our eye on it and ensure that they are, in fact, delivering their A-game. So,
Joe?
Yeah, and I think Lynn was right. This is a conversation for economic development. But overall, look, the way this works these days in 2018 is when you Google Ulster County or different things, a million things are going to come up. It doesn't have to be a county website or a county paid website. If you are going to have one of those, I mean, I don't think if there's one thing I think government should kind of be careful getting too involved with, it's economic development. Let the private sector, this country was built on free market and competition. And now we're going in there and saying, well, if we're going to lure people here, we're going to have this site, we do have to put the big stuff on. I just think it's a slippery slope. It's not worth it. All these businesses, and not to mention, you just said, well, we probably are never going to feature a small business. Well, there are lots of small businesses that are fighting for the same, a little piece of that pie, and we're weighing in and saying, you're not big enough for us to feature because you're not going to bring people in. It's not healthy. It's not, I don't think it's what government is meant to be doing. I think we should pull back. I don't think we've ever seen anything that shows we've spent less tourist dollars and got less tourism. We've spent more tourism dollars and got more tourism with any link to the money that we're spending. I'm very skeptical at much of the money we're spending on tourism really having any real impact on getting people from the city up here. I think the hundreds and maybe thousands of businesses that are fighting for that city money are doing it themselves, and they should be allowed to compete with each other. We should not be weighing in. We just shouldn't be. That's what I think. I know I'm not the only one that feels that way in this legislature, and I think that's something coming up in economic development where we have to do have a real in-depth conversation. We have to get way more data about what are we really doing here and how much do we want our government to weigh into the private sector.
I'm just going to be really clear again. I'm going to vote no on this, and it's not that I don't trust that you all think they're great. I don't have sufficient information, and I am going to be harping on this because I have tried numerous times and it's not sinking in. So I am going to be a no because I don't have sufficient information that tells me how they're going to spend the $340 or $30 and what's the value add and what has been our experience with this group. So I just want to be clear as to why I'm voting no.
Yeah, I just wanted to say so it doesn't surprise anybody. So when you Google something about Ulster County, we buy words. So we're basically, it's called Google Analytics, and you buy words.
Google AdWords, yeah.
Yeah, to direct traffic towards specific things. So often when you, it's very competitive. We're practically half the business in the whole Catskills. I read an article last week where Sullivan County was going to try to take the number one spot from us. It's competitive. We do amazing work on the money that we allocate, and again, it nothing happens by chance, and the marketing that goes into it. Again, when someone is Googling around what to do in the Hudson Valley, we're competing for those clicks just like anybody else.
Our government is going to be
Joe, please.
But I don't want anyone to be shocked. He's been interrupting the whole time, and he's not a legislator.
No,
you
I
say
want
nothing to him. I did say something to him.
I'm saying it to you, too.
There's certain alignments here, but...
There's no alignments,
I don't want anybody surprised when they find out that we buy those words.
He was talking.
You would have said something to me if I had done that.
He was talking until he was interrupted.
Only a couple more weeks.
Anyway, Ken? Is Ken?
Yeah. I was just going to say that, one thing to keep in mind when we're thinking about tourism spending and economic development spending and promoting our county is that in probably a year and a half, they're going to open a Legoland in Orange County. And that's our biggest competitor for tourism dollars, especially out of the New York City market, is Orange County. And if you think that Orange County isn't going to promote Legoland on all of their materials, you are absolutely out of your mind. I think Steve Newhouse just got an appointment to have Legoland tattooed on his shoulder. That's going to really, I think, eat into a lot of our business here. You're going to see Legoland take money away from businesses in Lloyd, businesses in Rochester. You know, if they have a choice of going to, the Pine Grove or to Rocking Horse Ranch or to the new, the new water park over on 299 that may or may not be built, or go to Legoland, and Legoland is closer and right off the highway and has access to, close access to Woodbury Commons, has easier access to the casino up in Sullivan County. To think that we can not compete with Legoland, to think that we can compete with Legoland and not be promoting our county and the things that we have here, I think is just not realistic.
I have faith in other million-dollar businesses to compete with each other.
So just I just would like not to leave the impression that it's only big businesses that are promoted by Ulster County Tourism. The AdWords in particular, having served on the Ulster County Tourism Advisory Board for 7 years, the AdWords, for example, include Pick Your Own. We look to try to make sure we get agricultural tourism, historic tourism, you know, outdoor recreation, crafts. But every aspect of Ulster County that can be attractive to somebody, if we don't have our name associated with that word when it's searched for, then people won't know that they can come here and do this. So I'm happy to work with the Department of Tourism and at an economic development meeting to look at the history that we have had of tourism investment and tourism return. And when we talk about increasing tourism dollars in Ulster County, $20 million or more year over year, when we're investing less than $500,000, I think we're heading in a very, very good direction.
And one other thing, let's keep in mind, you know, we as a county promote various sites, places to go in Ulster County. These businesses that are here do a lot of advertising on their own in many different ways to promote themselves, to get people not only to come to their place, but while they're here, like Ken mentioned before, you know, to go to various other places throughout Ulster County. So, in saying all that, in regard to the resolution, who everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Three against. Any new business? Any old business? Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Ken, you missed a couple of these, and I don't know if we're
Thanks. Ma'am?
Thank you.